Everything's gonna be alright.
Tens of thousands gathered around the Lincoln Memorial to mark the 50th anniversary of the historic 1963 March on Washington. The demonstration led by Martin Luther King Jr. came at a time of great racial unrest as the country sought to end long entrenched laws that discriminated against African Americans.
We were able to get this close.
5 decades later, Pat Newton returned to the march again.
I have a dream.
Newton remembers the power King's I Have a Dream speech had in propelling equal opportunities for African Americans.
I was able to get a job in the White House. I would have never been able to do that because of the roads that they paved. You know, we were able to do a lot more.
Many of the people who attended the original march in 1963 returned here to the steps of the Lincoln Memorial and the reflecting pool to commemorate a great moment in American history.
Martin McAdoo was 19 years old when he came to Washington in support of equal rights for African Americans.
We were basically following the movement, but we never knew that particular event in the movement would have had the historical value that it turned out to have.
Roland Sherman was the government's primary photographer for the March on Washington. He took thousands of photographs, capturing a big part of American history.
It seemed as if the story was in the faces of the people in the crowd.
One of Sherman's photos captured 12-year-old Edith Lee Payne. Her picture became an iconic image of the demonstration.
She was so pretty, and she was so interested. I was just drawn to it. I'm really proud of that picture, and now it's just being used all over the place.
Lee Payne returned to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the march after meeting photographer Sherman for the first time.
That was a wonderful experience to see the man behind the camera that saw my face and captured what I was feeling without knowing what I was feeling.
Sherman's photographs were locked away at the National Archives, but thanks to a television documentary called Eye on the 60s by filmmaker Chris Sweeto, many of Sherman's photographs are being seen for the first time. The photo has made Edith Lee Payne a celebrity among those who attended the first march. Her memories of that day remain strong.
I applaud now more in retrospect. The people that stood 50 years ago of all races, creeds, and colors, knowing that what was happening in the South wasn't right, even though it wasn't happening to them.
Some of those who attended the 1963 march and returned for the 50th anniversary say they're determined to keep King's dream of racial equality alive and do what they can in their own communities to bring about positive change. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.